In her third term, the tragic Punjab situation threw a shadow over the nation. And towards the end, as she was walking down a garden path in her residence, her own bodyguards pumped bullets into her and cut down a life dedicated to making India a world power. Rajiv Gandhi had left the airlines to help his mother when his younger brother Sanjay had died in an act of daredevilry in the skies. When his mother was assassinated, he found himself skyrocketed into a position held earlier by her and his grandfather. In his moment of deepest grief, he spoke with a dignity and maturity that belied his years.
Indira Gandhi, India's Prime Minister, has been assassinated. She was mother not only to me, but to the whole nation. She served the Indian people to the last drop of her blood. The country knows with what tireless dedication she toiled for the development of India. You all know how dear to her heart was the dream of a united, peaceful, and prosperous India. An India in which all Indians lived together as one big family in an atmosphere free from mutual rivalries and prejudices. By her untimely death, her work remains unfinished. It is for us to complete this task. This is a moment of profound grief. The foremost need now is to maintain our balance. We can and must face this tragic ordeal with fortitude, courage, and wisdom. We should remain calm and exercise the maximum restraint. We should not let our emotions get the better of us, because passion would cloud judgment. Nothing would hurt the soul of our beloved Indira Gandhi more than the occurrence of violence in any part of our country. It is of prime importance at this moment that every step we take is in the right direction. Indira Gandhi is no more, but her soul lives. India lives. India is immortal. The spirit of India is immortal. I know that the nation will recognize its responsibilities and that we shall shoulder the burden heroically and with determination. The nation has placed a great responsibility on me by asking me to head the government. I shall be able to fulfill it only with your support and cooperation. I shall value your guidance in upholding the unity, integrity, and honor of our country. Jai Hind.